This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
There's a new storm that's brewing that could be on the same path as Dorian. Yikes! There's even a tropical storm warning for the Bahamas. Ooh, we don't like that, do we? Kate Delaney, hope you've had a fabulous week. If not, it's going to be in the rearview mirror soon enough. So how about that? Speaking of being in the rearview mirror, there are a few things we'd like to see go away. The ugly statistics, even though they have now been reduced a bit on vaping deaths and vaping in general, what the CDC is saying about the numbers, and of course the president wanted to have a ban on electronic cigarettes and talked about that earlier this week. In the meantime, the Democrats have yet another debate where they split them up 10 and 10. The candidates attacked each other, as you would expect. And then they went after Donald Trump, the current president, as well. That's a given. And Marianne Williamson, among the 20 that's still hanging there, she is still hanging in there, Marianne Williamson. How about that? An author and an activist, used to be the guru to the stars, probably still is. She has her pithy statements where she says, "We forgot that democracy is supposed to be in the hands of the people, but it's not in your hands, it's not in your heart, it's not in your hands, if it's not in your mind." So she slammed her critics, made the case for herself too, and she was just one of the 20 who are left trying to put another flag in the ground, so to speak. But Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are those names that are in the lead for the Democrats. Gun bans were certainly announced, especially and more focused on the AK-47s and not having them on the street. No other specifics, really, other than that, and dancing on the fact that the Democrats' take on guns is very different from the Republican take, and all the mass shootings that we've had have people skittish when they hear pops and they start running because they think they're avoiding bullets. Perhaps the least known, although in tech circles he would definitely be known, is Andrew Yang, who revealed that he thought what could happen and should happen is you could get $1,000 a month for 10 more families if you looked at how much he says could be given to people. As he said, everything revolves around the dollar, and Andrew Yang says his campaign would give a freedom dividend of $1,000 a month for a year to 10 American families. Well, that's something different. Yang's campaign said its council had reviewed the FEC statutes and that it's common, or it's in compliance, not commonplace, but it's in compliance with campaign finance regulations. That'll get people excited, but still, he is the unknown name in the bunch. That's why Biden keeps coming up again and again and again, because people know Biden's name, and I think there's something about the familiarity with somebody. And that's part of the reason why that keeps happening. Debate moments are, as I said, mostly about guns, focusing on that, and health care. It's obviously going to be one of the big issues for any of the Democrats who are running. And while I think it's so early in advance, we are almost a year and a month, give or take, out from the election next year, which is so hard to believe, isn't it? But it's here. It's here. And you've got, you know, Beto O'Rourke saying, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15. You have Kamala Harris saying Trump is a small man behind the curtain in Oz. And then you had the president's team sort of firing off answers to what's, you know, being said. Trump has accused the Democrats, or Trump has been accused by the Democrats of stoking racial tensions that have led to the shootings motivated by racism. But that argument is going nowhere. It's going nowhere. It does not play wide, as they say. It doesn't play wide. Pete Buttigieg, it's hard to say his name right, the South Bend, Indiana mayor, says Trump's policies on immigration are racist for sure. Anyone who supports this is supporting a racist. So the cries of that have come out a lot more in Democratic circles. I think people, when they look at, especially money, if you look at money as paper and it's just transferring paper and you're not so zeroed in or focused on it, I think there's a way to leapfrog whatever your self-limiting belief is. But watching all this maneuvering in Washington, it's like big game hunting. It's crazy to see all the maneuvering and the Potomac two-step that's been happening nonstop. Nonstop. And then politicians wonder why people who aren't career politicians get elected. And I can answer that question. Call on me. Because people are tired of the same old thing. And then the lock jam and then the blame game. And we know how this all goes. If you were a fan of Old Navy, ooh, bleak on that landscape across America for box stores. But Old Navy is going to close, or plans to open, rather, 800 stores. While, I reversed it, while you have other stores who are closing their doors, stores who cannot stay open because of what's happened in the marketplace when it comes to getting things delivered. Because when you can get it delivered and you know exactly what you want with a clothing item, even whatever, it's so much, I mean, it's so much easier. Convenience, convenience, convenience. That's the name of the game. Name of the game. Because that's what people are looking for, consistency and something that they know, the consistency and something that they know is familiar. But you've got Sears that is closing hundreds of locations. And then they want to open up Sears Home and Life, which is very much a small microcosm of the big Sears department stores that are going by the wayside. Makes sense to me. If you can't pull people in, then why are you paying to turn on the lights? Better to have a different set of circumstances where you can save some of that jack. Let's put it that way. Coming up next, my take on, oh, what will it be? I got it planned. Meet you on the flip side.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientists scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
A wrap with Kate's take.
Yeah, my take, you know that I've been on the kind of the drum beat of what's going on with e-cigs and teenagers, and we certainly have talked about that a lot. But this is the direction that I'm going in now, and the direction is along the e-cigarette deal too, but instead of what the obvious is, and my take, which has been the fact that we need to ban them for teenagers, because I think for teenagers especially, they're going to get the cheap stuff, they're going to get the black market stuff, whatever it is, and they don't even realize what they're taking because there's no regulations. So that's the bloody big problem. But what about China? What about China and what China is pushing as far as e-cigarettes is concerned? This is part of the problem, right? So cheap can mean deadly. And this is a prime example of some of the crap, frankly, that you get that we import from China. And the cheaper it is and the easier it is, I guess, to get your hands on it, and the cooler the packaging looks, the more dangerous it is. So when you look at the brands, this is part of what's happening and what is so deadly. So with this crackdown on vaping in the U.S., you look at these online stores, and that's some of the problem. I mean, smoking in China is huge. It's very prevalent. The People's Republic of China is the world's largest consumer, did you know that, and producer of tobacco. There are 350 million Chinese smokers. China produces 42% of the world's cigarettes. Yeah, we think of Tobacco Row, but oh, no, 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 China. So U.S. e-cigarette maker Juul Labs has entered China with online storefronts on e-commerce sites that are owned by Alibaba, you know, Alibaba, which is a huge stock, and JD.com. I mean, Alibaba has everything. And they're tapping into the world's largest market of smokers. Why is Juul doing that? Because they see the crackdown on vaping in the U.S. Did you know that they are not only huge on their own, but they're in bed with Altria. They own a 35% stake, and they, of course, have launched products all over the place in international markets like South Korea, Indonesia, the Philippines. You see those cigarettes everywhere. I mean, everywhere. But the online e-commerce is where it's dangerous. So with the U.S. government announcing plans to remove all flavored e-cigs from store shelves, because the sweet flavors draw the kids in and they draw them into nicotine addiction. And then we look at the handful of deaths and lung illnesses tied to vaping, which I've already gone off on and talked about. But the fact that, of course, you're going to have the availability of getting it online. Of course, they're not stupid. Why do they sit on huge glass palaces, the makers of this stuff? The answer is just because the demand is there. Now, in China, they'll tell you, oh, we've got anti-smoking campaigns because we're trying to improve public health. Yeah. And regulating e-cigarettes? Tobacco's big. And it is tightly controlled by the government-run monopoly, China Tobacco, because they have complete oversight on the sale, production, and distribution of tobacco products. That's perfect. Beijing for them. Beijing relies on tobacco sales for a big percentage of China's tax revenue. That's how big nicotine is there. So the FDA issuing a warning letter to Juul earlier in the week to correct its marketing, they just say, well, let's just move everything to China. You got to regulate, 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 especially when you see something that is wildly popular but also can be wildly deadly. What did I say in a previous show? Kids want to be cool. And this Chinese company has basically ignored the law. Ignored the law. So warning letters are great, FDA, but you got to put some teeth into them, and you've got to get those regulations on the books. So as much as I hate red tape and I would argue against too much regulating, usually when we're talking about something that the government's trying to stick its nose into, here I say it's obvious that has to happen. It's obvious that has to happen. But a lot of the makers of the cigarettes are agreeing, oh yeah, have FDA regulations, because then if they have them, they still can sell whatever it is that they're selling. So my take is, watch what you get from China. Remember, it's cheap crap, and then you're ingesting that kind of stuff. What do you think's going to happen? But when you're younger, you don't think that way, and for goodness sake, we have to protect our children. Let them get to 18 plus and get to school or onto a career doing whatever it is they're going to do, but don't encourage the flavored vaping product that is popular at the moment, because it's always going to be about price point, and the cheaper it's sold to a group of people, the more they'll just try to dump the product when they get toward the tail end of it, and that's exactly what's happening. at one point the FDA said something about that vaping was 99% safer than cigarettes, except for if your lungs collapse because you've been vaping so much and you end up in the ICU, which happened to a few people that survived, and then some of them that did not survive. That is troubling, needless to say. So my take is deal with this now, FDA. Get off of your collective assets, if you will, and do something about the regulations, particularly when it comes to teenagers, because they should not be attracted, which they are, and I understand, to the packaging where it's cool, it's hip, let's do this, and then they're killing themselves with one puff at a time. One puff at a time. All right, quickly, I'm going to throw this one in. Lawsuit alert. We haven't had one of those in a long time. Don't know if you know this story, but I think it's fascinating. Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, a Democrat, on Thursday filed a $400 million defamation lawsuit against CBS and CBS Broadcasting in New York, accusing them of publishing false statements from two women who accused him of sexual assault. The lawsuit filed in Virginia's Eastern District came in response to a CBS interview with the accusers that the network did back in February. Because he certainly is denying it. Even though you had one woman who said he flat out raped her when they were going to Duke University and came forward in an interview with Gail King. Wow. CBS says we stand by our reporting and will vigorously defend the lawsuit. So once again, CBS, and in the heart of controversy, this time the lieutenant governor filing a defamation lawsuit against CBS and CBS Broadcasting in New York, saying false statements were published from two women. That's where it gets tricky. Two women, different times, and of course, going after somebody with a little bit of clout. Does he come down the mountain? Does it all go away? Who knows? You have to be very, very careful about that. Allegedly is our friend, right? At least in this country, we are innocent until proven guilty, whereas in England, you are guilty until proven innocent. Oof, the reverse would be very tough in certain circumstances. Author's Corner coming up next. So hang with us.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350-350.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump talking to reporters about a host of issues on the White House lawn as he heads to a Republican retreat in Baltimore, saying he's delaying the next round of tariffs on China as a favor to the president there.
We'll be doing the tariffs on October 15th instead of October 5th or 1st. They were going to be set on October 1st. We're moving it to October 15th because they're having their 70th anniversary.
In other news, President Trump says he will make a decision on his next national security advisor by next week. To the Democrats now, the top 10 men and women who want to be president engaged in a third debate in Houston, Texas, sponsored by ABC News and Univision. All 10 on the stage together with four moderators, including David Muir from World News Tonight and George Stephanopoulos, host of This Week, the event at Texas Southern University. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The name of the book is The 12 Steps to Joy and Happiness, Finding the Kingdom of God That Lies Within. And David Peters joins us in our author's corner. And it's a pleasure to talk to you, David. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Kate. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's talk about the book and what was it that drove you to write the book? Why did you decide to write this book?
Well, I was 80 years old. I'm now 85. And I've been writing a blog for several years at that point about God and that. And I lived my life with God, who's helped me through some serious problems in my life. And I realized that I have a story to tell. And I thought that the world needed to hear that story.
Yeah, and when you say you have a story to tell, and you're talking about all kinds of things that happen in your life, right?
Right.
And do
right,
you,
that's scattered throughout the book. I use my own life as core center.
Sure. And do you think that people sometimes give up too early on something happens and they give up completely on God?
That's what I have found. And you just can't. You just have to immerse yourself into the love of God to the point that that becomes the cradle that carries you. Like right now, I'm dealing with my wife's cancer that is terminal, and it's a love of God. It's what's carrying me.
Yeah, and I bet you're grateful. You and I talked off the air for the time with your wife, and I'm sure she feels you there with her too, and there's got to be some strength in that, right?
Yes. Yes, very much.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can find joy in the things that occur even in the middle of a crisis like this, which has been going on for 6 months, and I'm not sure when it'll end, but...
Yeah, and I understand. And you talk about 12 steps. Tell us some of the steps. What are the steps? And we won't spoil it all because we want people to go and get the book on Amazon. But what are some of the steps to joy and happiness?
The 12 steps are based upon the 12 steps of Alcoholic Anonymous. And those 12 steps, even though are designed around a certain problem, the 12 steps themselves are the only sure route that I've ever found that will get you into God, because the core of the 12 steps is total surrender to the higher power. Doesn't matter what you call it.
And so
that's what brought me into it. I've been doing that since roughly 1980. So... it's a very powerful, powerful approach. And I used that. I modified the steps to fit what most people would feel uncomfortable with part of the amend steps and some of these things. So I've changed those. But the basic core thrust is the same. Immerse yourself in God.
And by doing the 12 steps, for you, what was the hardest one? What's the hardest one to do?
The hardest one is to admit you can't do it yourself.
Mm.
Step one. Step one.
Step one. So that it's so tough,
isn't it? You have to be really down, really down.
Yeah.
To say, I can't do it.
And having to be able to reach out to other people, which is tough for so many of us, because we're used to being independent no matter what our age level, and to have to ask and, oh, we think it's a bother. But really, you're giving joy to someone else when you reach out, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, you are. And I've been doing this for a very long time. I've been reaching out to people since in my 20s. And my wife and I have a large family, 7 children. And so it makes it a compound, because I've had a very busy professional life too. I've done a lot of traveling, too much for my size family.
I love that. 7 children. So we're speaking with David Peters, and we're talking about the 12 steps to joy and happiness, finding the kingdom of God that lies within. So you also, by saying the kingdom of God that lies within, can it be one of those situations where it's dormant and that it comes to life if you follow the 12 steps?
Yes. Too many people think that the kingdom of God is out there someplace, or that only happens after you die. But that's not what Jesus said. Jesus was emphatic that right now you can live in the kingdom. The kingdom is here. It's now. And the second coming of Jesus, as he himself put it, is now. So you just have to open your eyes. And by open your eyes, it is the inner eye has to become aware of the joy that exists around us at all times.
I like that, the inner eye. And when you, and I'm sure you've seen, you know, with 7 children and with people that you've probably helped along the way, what's that moment like when somebody gets it?
It's exciting, because I remember that when I got it so very strong back in 1967, when I had a moment. Actually, it was quite a few hours of being, you might say, lifted up into the third heaven, as St. Paul put it. You know, totally out of the body experience. And when you see somebody who suddenly it dawns on them what's going on, It's a fabulous joy. The problem is that it happens a lot, but that's just the first step. You have to continue. You can't stop. And most people stop after a while. They run out. Well, I haven't got time to do, you know, to take the time to talk to my friend. And it dies. And so that's why the emphasis within the book is don't stop. Continue.
I like that. Continue. Stay on the path. So we're speaking with David Peters. Again, the 12 steps to joy and happiness, finding the kingdom of God that lies within. Yeah, I can imagine that you really pass this on to your children. And when you're a parent and watching seven children grow up and then what happens with them and their families, has that been kind of a proud thing for you?
It has been. But that's, I'm proud that the majority of them, in fact, they all have found joy in life, and they're finding a path. Two of my sons are expecting children right now, and so that makes it, you know, so I have ongoing grandchildren at despite my age, the brand new. So that's, that kind of joy is always present.
It's interesting. You said that people struggle the most with the first step, but if they can get to the 12th step, that's when that, and you're talking about that inner peace, et cetera, that's when that all opens up, isn't it?
It opens up before that. It, just as soon as you go through step three, which is where you surrender yourself to God, which can occur not long after the first step. The first step is to recognize you can't do it. The second step is to recognize that perhaps there is another power that can do it, and the third step is to just give yourself into that power. And when you do that, that kind of lifts the burden. Then you have to follow up with all the others too. But it's the third step is the actual release step.
How good did, and you said 1980 is when you did, how good did that feel to you once you got that rhythm and had those 12 steps down, which ultimately now decades later led to this book?
Yeah, it was just, that was a great relief actually, because I battled with depression and what they call clinical depression. And so that's been a problem, you know, for a very long time. And so it was a relief to be able I still had the depression, but don't let it get you down. You can walk around it.
Yeah, you can walk around, and you were the father of seven children, and as you said, you had a pretty healthy profession where you were traveling around, and I would imagine that was something you leaned on, huh?
Yeah, because right now I own my own company. Actually, my partner and I do, and it's a small company, 17 employees. And even though I'm home all the time, with the iPad, it's absolutely astounding how much you can still communicate within the company. I'm the chairman of the board, and it's a fascinating thing to be professional like that. I'm an engineer by trade.
And wow, and like you said, because of technology, you're able to work from any space. What do you hope, David, people take away from reading your book?
I hope that they come away with the fact that God is here and now, and it sits right within you. You don't have to reach out. You don't have to go anyplace. You don't have to do anything special. You just open your hearts up, and God is there. He's there all the time.
I like that. So just reach out. And the perfect place to finish this, pick up the book, The 12 Steps to Joy and Happiness, Finding the Kingdom of God that Lies Within. David Peters, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck with the book, and thank you for sharing your stories as Author Corner continues here.
Okay, thank you much.
Today I pray to get to know you, please wanna be close to you, yes I'm so hungry.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In this edition of For Your Health, we are so pleased to welcome to the show Ann Moyer Bussey. She has written a book called The Windmill Therapy. And I say when you hear this interview, you're going to run and get this book because there are so many of us that can relate to this. In fact, I would say 99% of this audience can relate to what Ann has to say. Ann, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kate.
So tell me about the windmill therapy. Why did you decide you were going to write a book and what is it about?
It's about how we can repair and integrate our body and our mind and our spirit. We know that we live in this beautiful body. We're embodied beings and we care for our body in so many ways, but we often neglect it. We abuse it. We overuse it. And so our muscles often become really distorted. And that has a domino effect that affects all our other muscles and the joints and the ligaments and even the organs. And so I think the first thing we need to remember and what I wanted people to know is that we have this really complex universe which our body is, and we need to treasure it.
And you had an accident that led you to Joseph Wong that ultimately I would say that led you to a big part of your life's purpose in writing this book. What happened to you that years later was changed because of what you now know?
Okay, many, many years ago when I was quite young, I was working up in the remote part of Australia called the Northern Territory, in a very isolated place. And we were driving back from Darwin one day, and the driver was driving very fast, and it was a dirt or unsealed road, and a kangaroo came out, and he skidded into the kangaroo and set the car into a swerve and rolled us down a bank. I was in the back seat, and my spine and neck were injured. And it took a long time to get any sort of healing. Doctors had said, you will probably just get a very degenerated spine. You never let anyone touch your neck. And I did suffer a lot. I couldn't walk in the same way. My posture was really bad. When I went to Hong Kong to teach, and I was referred eventually to Joseph Wong, and Joseph was amazing, and he taught me not only that you could heal these past injuries, you could realign your muscles. And with those exercises and the work that we did, we began to really totally change posture and able to walk in a much better way. So that was such a powerful thing for me, and I already knew a lot about the integration of mind, body and spirit, and began to realize I had integrated mind and spirit, but I hadn't integrated my body. I hadn't learned to listen to my body. And so that's one reason why I then wanted to put into writing what we had learned from Joseph.
And do you feel like a lot of people ignore that, ignore those messages that the body is sending them? And, you know, we live in a society where you just go to the doctor, you get a pill, you just figure out, well, that's right, write me a script. We see that there's abuse of this, and that people, I think people don't know their body, and they treat it like a car, and they just want to drive in and get the quick solution.
Oh, very much so. I mean, I grew up with that message too, work harder, work harder, work harder. And I listen to TV sometimes, or listen to the radio, and you hear this soldier on, soldier on. In other words, ignore your body. But we can't ignore the body. The body's the temple that we have. It's our most precious gift. We only have one life. We only have one body. And we need to integrate it and treasure it and look after it. And we're not taught that by general media.
Boy, isn't that true. And we're speaking to Ann Moyer Bussey, and the book is called The Windmill Therapy. You can pick it up on Amazon.com. When you met Joseph Wong, you're in Hong Kong, your life changes. What was that moment like for you when you felt like, wow, I feel my body feels better, I've caught up?
It was quite amazing, because I'd been told many, many times by doctors over the, as I said, this is 30 years later, that I wouldn't get better. I'd been told that I would have to be very careful. I wasn't to let people touch my neck or massage me. And it was just such an amazing discovery to realize that I could actually bring about healing myself. If I brought in that awareness and that mindfulness to what was going on, and if I began to integrate things in a very different way. So doing the exercises, it wasn't a matter of just doing them. It was a matter of doing them mindfully, doing them slowly, and listening and noticing what was happening in the body as I did it, and noticing those changes. And it made such a difference.
Wow. And the Chinese are famous for that. That's, you know, qi, like you and I talked about before off the air, tai chi, and you see the slow movement. And I often hear people say, well, that's not like getting on the bike and pedaling for, you know, 100 miles, or being in a class where you're crushing your body. It's a whole different philosophy, isn't it?
It is. And I practice qigong every day now. And I think learning that whole notion that everything is energy and vibration around us, and every cell and every cell in our body, every thought, every feeling is all vibration, and it's vibrating at a certain frequency, and we can change that. If we practice qigong and practice harnessing that energy, we can actually change that vibration in our body and bring about that healing.
Such a great thought, for sure. And as you said, you do it every single day. Did you ever think you were going to write a book? And what was that process like?
I never thought I would write a book. I'd written, being a lecturer at university, I'd written many things, a lot of them to do with education. I never thought I'd write a book. But for me, putting it down onto paper like that and writing it and putting that message out, I felt it's a powerful tool to help people to see things differently. I love reading myself, and I think if only, you know, we could put down what we know and share that with others, it's going to help people to not only change their own lives, but also influence the lives of others.
Well, I think that dovetails into my next question, but for everybody listening to us, and we're talking to Ann Moyer Bussey, and the book is called The Windmill Therapy, what's your great hope for people reading this book, what they take away?
I think my biggest hope would be that people would learn to, they are mind, body, and spirit. And I think I said earlier, we have one life, we have one body. And what are we going to do with that life? I think it was Mary Oliver who said, you know, what is the one precious thing you're going to do with this life that you have? And I also remember a lovely saying that I love from Carl Gibran, who said, wake at dawn with a winged heart and give thanks for another day of loving. Now, to give thanks for another day of loving, we're doing it in an embodied spirit. Our spirit is embodied. And how we live, how we treat our body, how we integrate that love, that life, into the body that we have, and how we take that into the world is so important. And I think that's the message that I want people to know and to pass on, because each of us, we're all embodied with that love, and each one can give that every single day to one person at least that they meet, if not every person that they smile at.
Boy, isn't that true. Such a beautiful sentiment. And again, the book is called The Windmill Therapy, and I keep saying this because everybody always says, where can I get it? You can get it at bookstores, of course, where and go to Amazon. That's where everybody goes, it seems, to get books. So go there and you'll be able to pick it up. When the book was published and you actually had it in your hands, I say it's like giving birth. What was that moment like?
Oh, I couldn't believe it, Kate. I couldn't believe it. I thought, oh, it's really here. And it's inspired me to want to write more and to share a lot more. And as you'll see from the website, I'm trying to really reach out to a lot more people now. I'm not teaching at university anymore. And I'm really wanting to work in particular with women in transition, women as they move into that midlife, later life, how they can really bring about that healing for themselves, bring about that inner wisdom, and share that wisdom with others.
Ah, perfect place to end this. And you can go to Anne's website, embracelifenow.com.au. Thank you so much, Anne, for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kate, very much.
And thanks to all of you for listening to the show as well.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.